2. HMS Destiny, 54, off Terrence Point, Gulf of Matthias, and the Duke of Colman's office, City of Ithria, Desnarian Empire. Sir Duncan Yearley had always hoped to someday fly his own Admiral Streamer. He hadn't expected it to come quite this soon, however, or under precisely these circumstances. He stood on HMS Destiny's quarterdeck, gazing up at that striped strip of steel thistle silk flying from his ship's foremast, and wondered exactly what the watchers ashore were making of his current antics. He turned his gaze aft. 26 galleons followed in Destiny's wake, each in the severe livery of the Imperial Carisian Navy. Other fleets, other navies, painted their ships in gaudy colors, decorated them with gold leaf and ornate carvings. Carisian warships were painted in black, the only color they boasted, the white stripes, marking the lines of their gun ports, and the red-painted lids of the ports themselves. In its own way, it was the most arrogant decoration available, Yearley thought. First, because the Empire was the only navy which painted its ships in that fashion, which made them instantly recognizable at any range. And secondly, because it was a statement that Carisian seamen needed no ornamentation to overawe any foe. Despite the severity of their paint scheme, the ships forging along behind him made a brave show, although it was obvious to any observer that he had rather more of the Imperial Navy's refitted merchantmen than he might have chosen. On the other hand, he turned his head, gazing out at the second column of mastheads paralleling his own. A trio of schooners lay between his own column and those distant masts to relay his signals, and he'd kept young Ensign Aplin Armok occupied for the past several hours, reporting his observations to them. More schooners slid smoothly through the water between him and Terrence Point, and others hovered farther to the northwest, covering the waters between Terrence Point and Howard Island. With the light breeze blowing almost directly into the Howard Passage from the Gulf, the schooner's speed and ability to work to windward made them ideal for keeping an eye peeled for the Imperial Desnarian Navy. Assuming, of course, that the Imperial Desnarian Navy felt adventurous enough to poke its collective nose out of its snug little hidey hole in the Gulf of Jaris, when so much of the Imperial Carisian Navy was obviously waiting, longingly, for it to do precisely that. Oh, crap! The Desnarian Army Lieutenant, in charge of the observation post on the tip of Terrence Point, muttered quietly, but with great feeling, as he bent to peer through the tripod-mounted telescope at the apparently endless column of Carisian ships. "See what I mean, sir?" his sergeant asked respectfully. "I do indeed, sergeant," the lieutenant acknowledged, straightening his back and glaring out to sea. "What I don't see is what kind of bee got up their arses for them to suddenly be doing this kind of shit." He stood glowering at the Carisians, then sighed. "Well, I suppose we'd better get the message off."